What is your God's name? Part 66. I'm Professor Hannes Redelhuis. I'm the first assembly of Yafa Shuan, South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any information or maybe have a question or be interested in any of the books which I've written, especially the book What is Your God's Name, which I'm using here in this study as a reference book. It's an A5 book, 500 and something pages, full of information. So you'll be interested, you can contact us at our WhatsApp numbers, international, plus 27, the numbers 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in a study, I urge you to go to part 1. Start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very, very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with as well. As well as our TikTok messages. Send this link to your friends, families, and everyone that's dear to you. Make sure at least you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with any of the following people that you know. And if you have a question about it, you can phone me and ask me, and I will surely address you. The reason I'm not dealing with it right now is because we've been doing it for a very long time, and we don't want to take up time unnecessarily. We will now continue where we left off last week. Hallelujah. The name Yahweh. Today in 2025, many messianic and even Jewish organizations in the world may claim that the name Yahweh is the original Hebrew name used by Abram. You must listen to this. Moses and many other of the Bible prophets, by which they identify him, Yahweh, as the creator of heaven and earth. In this section of our study, we shall investigate different views in order to separate the truth from the lies. Now, one of the books that plays a role here is the Rotterdam Emphasis Bible, which was translated in 1902, and it was not done by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam, just to put the facts straight. It was done through the New Age movement, because the name Yahweh and God and Jesus and Lord was everything removed from the original 1860 translation of the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, which has got nothing to do with the 1902 emphasis or 1901 emphasis Bible. It says the four consonantal names is known as the Tetragrammaton. Hallelujah. Tetragrammaton means four, thus the four-letter word, a word with four letters. The word Yahweh occurs 6,823 times in certain Old Testament, consonantal Hebrew and other Roman Catholic translations, manuscripts of the scripture for ages. The ancient Hebrew reader never ever pronounced the word Yahweh. Never. And in fact replace it with the word Adonai. And the word Adonai is not Hashem or Elohim. Adonai means sun god. For fear of pronouncing it, however, a certain amount of do exist concerning the authenticity of the name Yahweh. The first encounter of this name Yahweh is ancient pagan history, which is known as Eab. E-A-B-E, Eab, from which Yahweh was diverted. Many well-known dictionaries describe some of the pagan idols worship. I will name only some of them. Yabun, Y-A-B-U-N-E, early Japanese house god who is mentioned in the old rituals. Yabun, Japanese god. Now, Yekten Kal T, the lord who guides the Aztec gods of traveling merchants. Yahachtu is a pre-Jewish Abraham god consonant with the Ush and the Jeshu of Genesis. It is personal physication of time. Please refer to the SADA Bible Dictionary, page 1161, for the following. I'm giving you the reference again. Reference SDA Bible Dictionary, page 1161, for the following. Yahweh, in brackets, Y-A-W-E, Yahweh. Hebrew, Y-H-W-H. It's not Yod-Hei-Vav-Hei, the Y-H-V, or Yod-Hei-Vav is the V, was never a W, and will never be a W. So from left to right, now they pronounce it Y-H-W-H. Why? To make space to create the word Yahweh. The congestional translation of the sacred names by which Yafa, which is God instructed that Israel will know him, is distinguished from all false gods. Read Exodus 3 verse 1 to 15. In conventional Hebrew, the name was written Yod Aleph Hei Vav Aleph Hei. Yod Hei Vav Hei, you cannot pronounce it. It does not say Yod Hei W Hei, Yod Hei Vav Hei. This source, however, states as conclusive documentation evidence to confirm the vocalization Yahweh is lacking. Yahweh. And Yahweh 99% of the time is not spelled with a capital Y but a J. Yahweh. To understand the meaning of the conjectural translation, we need to consult the Oxford Illustrated Dictionary, page 352. I'm just going to give the reference again. We need to consult the Oxford Illustrated Dictionary, page 352. Here's all the informations. Conjectural in reference based on evidence which is not completed. Guessing expectal in textual criticism of a reading not in the text as guess, v guess, purpose, encounter, brackets, a congestional reading, make a guess. Also from Oxford's inference, incompleted evidence. Conjecture is guessing unscriptural. Ay, 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 ay. Conjectures, in other words, like thumb sucking. According to the evidence, it is thus impossible to accept the name Yahweh as authentic. I just want to say something here. The name Yahweh was only created in the 16th century. Before that, the name Yahweh never existed. Yahweh is actually a reference to one of the Hindu gods. We should know how, we should not have a superstition of what his name should be. We should not guess around it. We should not guess what his name is, or have a hypothesis of what his name is. A guess is a conclusion formed data directly at hand, and held a probable or tentative, while one confessionally lacks material centrally. So they are not even certain. You need century, you need to be exactly on the word and the letter. The reader is again referred to. The reader is again referred to. 1. The Strong's Concordance, reference number 3050, where the name is given as Yah. It what? Y YHWH, all capital, Yah, for Yahweh, not Jah, J-A-H, Yah. The following question from the Complete Festival Press, Volume 2, Service from the Day of Atonement, is a great significance. Lord Yah, Lord Yah with a J-A-H, note the letter J, correctly written Yah, Y-A-H, capital letters, or rather Yahweh, hallelujah. Thy name is intertwined with ours, O speedily grantest us thy salvation. Page 193. God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for my strength and my song is Yah. Now let's look at the word Yah with a J, all capitals, J-A-H. There never was a letter J. How could it have been in the ancient Hebrew? The J only came to existence in the 16th century. J, note the letter J, correctly written Yah, Y-A-H, or rather Yahweh. Even the Lord, which is Baal, because the name Lord means Baal, Hosea 2 verse 15 and 16. He became my salvation, Ibid, page 230. Singing unto God. I'm asking a question, which God? Because the word God only means object of worship. Chant hymns to the name. What? Which name? Not N-A-M-E. Exalt him. That him should have been a capital H. Exalt him who rideth the eternal allegiance by his name. Yah, J-A-H. Note the letter J. It's not correctly written Yah, Y-A-H, or rather Yahweh. Rejoice before him, Ibib, page 233. In this last theme, have you noticed all the small letters referring to the Almighty One? And this is what they do, to bring him down to the level of all other pagan gods, sun gods. They write his name with small letters. In the next chapter, we shall examine the Godhead of Yahushua as portrayed in the word of Yahweh, our Elohim. The Godhead of Yahushua. Is Yahushua the Eternal Himself? What do you say? Is Yahushua the Eternal Himself, or is He part of the Eternal? This part of our study has so much insight to offer that we are requested to study many different scriptures to prove that this is not just part of any other church dogma, but this shall become a godly revelation. When I say godly, I mean a supernatural, actually not the word godly, but supernatural revelation to everyone who reads and studies it in this 21st century. This revelation was proclaimed by Yahushua himself. When walking on earth, he was made corrupted by Roman Catholic texts, manuscripts, and many, many Bible translations throughout the centuries. They brought Yahushua to the level of all other pagan gods. To understand what is going to happen from time to time in this study, I will find myself in the obligation to make references of myself and my father, whose name is Nick, in order to help the reader and the student flow with me on this very important subject. There's two or three things I'm going to refer to myself and my father, whose name is Nick. So as far as the discussion of the subject is concerned, I will make very good use of the King James Version and in brackets show the different meaning to show how the restoration of the original sacred name, the Rotterdam Version. Oh, I love this Bible. It is of importance just to mention that myself is not affiliated with any denomination or organizations in the world. For the last 27 years since I wrote my first book, I resigned from denominations so that I can be able to interpret the Bible from a natural perspective and therefore will not have to interpret, defend or teach it biblical or according to certain churches, constitutions or dogma. I give you the word as it is, what you do with it remains your favor. From this perspective, since I came from a Pentecostal background, I have a question to ask then, the Pentecostal churches. Here is the question. How come that some of these churches in the world believes God is one? They refer to them as the Jesus only. Well, I grew up in a church like that. It's not Jesus only. It's Jesus everything. Those years when we were in the name of Jesus. We believe in the oneness, not in a Godhead of Trinity. And at the same time, most other Pentecostal churches in the world believe God is three different persons or three different gods. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Are both these statements, or I just want to say God, Father, and Holy Spirit, are both these statements mentioned in my question right? No. Both of these statements can surely be right. While we study the following scripture in this chapter, we'll need to determine, according to the word of Yahweh our Elohim, which one of these two statements is wrong and which one is lying to whom. At this time of our study, I will have to do a practical demonstration. In other words, we need to study the word with an open mind. We need to function in the Word, allowing Yahweh to, through the Ruach HaKodesh, to reveal His Word unto us, to understand what He wants us to know about His name. It says, whenever my father Nick would explain the Godhead of Jesus Christ those years, he would first read the following scriptures from the King James Bible. 1 Timothy 3 verse 16. 1 Timothy 3 verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of the Godhead, of the godliness. God, that is Yahweh our Elohim, was manifested in the flesh. Now the creator of heaven and earth, Yahweh said to Moses, you cannot see my face, you shall die immediately. But 1 Timothy 3:16 say, Yahweh was manifested in the flesh. Read it. Verse 16, 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy, there is no argument. Great is the mystery of the Godhead of Yahweh Almighty. He was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. Now that explains the Godhead. When we read the scripture, we understand that Yahweh was on earth. He says, he was manifested in the flesh. Yahweh's spirit, but he manifested himself in the flesh, justified in the spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. He was seen of angels. He was preached unto the Gentiles. Who is preached unto the Gentiles? Yahushua. He's believed in the world. Who is believed today? Who bore our sins? The Son, Yahushua. He was received up in glory. Did Yahweh Almighty received himself up in glory? Or that Yahushua ascended into heaven? But he says it was Father Yahweh. Let me read that scripture again. Listen to it. And without controversy, great is the mystery of the Godhead. God, or Yahweh, our Elohim, was manifested in the flesh. So what happened? Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth, created himself a body called Yahushua, in order to reveal his right hand, Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 8. In order to perform miracles, Because the Father Jaffa came to earth in his fullness, everybody would have died that was seen him. And there where John the immerser immersed Yahushua, the heavens opened and the Ruach HaKodesh came down on Yahushua like a dove. He was not a dove, like a dove. So from that minute, for 3 years, that he received the authority of the right hand, Yahushua was Yahweh manifested in the flesh. Philip asked Yahushua, show me the Father, and that will be enough. Yahushua, he says, you see, Philip, you with me are so long. Haven't you realized I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me? Meaning the right hand has been revealed in Yahushua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if you can explain the scripture, then you understand the Godhead of Yahushua, that's Yahushua, Jesus Christ. After reading the scripture, we understand that it explained the whole salvation plan of Yahweh, our Father and Elohim. Please note that there are 7 different things happening in one verse. Now we are going to just break it up. Let us read it again and then ask some question. 1. The scripture says in 1 Timothy 3:16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of the Godhead. Why does the scripture refer to the mystery of the Godhead? I'm referring to the 1611 King James Bible. What is a mystery? It is something which for ages was sealed up, and millions of people all over the world for centuries do not understand what it was supposed to mean. This first sentence of the scripture draws our attention to the great mystery of the Godhead or godliness. We understand that? In this chapter we need to find the answer to this, the great mystery of the Godhead. As we understand through the Ruach HaKodesh, we'll come to the knowledge of this great mystery. Let me now read the second line of the scripture in verse 16. It says, 1. God or Yahweh Almighty was manifested in the flesh. My question is, was Yahweh our Elohim or God the Father manifest in the flesh, in the earthly body? Or was the Son Yahushua, Jesus Christ, manifested in the flesh? Yes, 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 Yahushua was manifested in the flesh. The Bible says so. He was manifested in the flesh. He was born in an earthly body, a human body. My Bible declares that now I can see Yahweh our Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth, and still live. This means that every person who saw Yahushua on earth was supposed to 2,000 was supposed 2,000 years ago, if the above scripture is interpreted correctly, as is written, God, Yahweh the creator of heaven and earth, was manifested in the flesh. But remember, it wasn't the fullness of the Godhead that was revealed. Although there's a scripture in the New Testament that says, and the fullness of the body of the Godhead was revealed in Yahushua. It's impossible. The fullness is that which spoke a word and the earth was there. The fullness is that which spoke a word and the sun and the stars and the universe was there. Do you understand? That's the fullness. Yahushua's little body can never obtain the fullness of Yahweh Almighty. He will just integrate, he will just explode. But the right hand, that's why Isaiah 53 asks the question, in whom was the right arm or right hand of Yahweh Almighty revealed? Then he declares Yahushua, how he bore our sorrows and our sickness, and through his stripes we are healed, and he was dumb like a lamb before the shearers. He did not open his mouth. So if you read from Isaiah 53, verse 1 to 8, you will see it is referring to Yahushua. So what was he? He became the right hand, the authority. If I ask you to greet me, you will give me your right hand. Why? The authority, the arm of the authority, the hand of authority. No, it's because we are right-handed. No, no, no. Left-handed people doesn't greet with the left hand. They even greet with the right hand. Where did Yahweh went and sat after he ascended into heaven? The Bible says, on the right hand of the Father. Why? Because he was the right hand, the authority. Easy to understand if you want just to dilute the church dogma and teachings. Now I'm asking a question. This is why it is called the mystery of the Godhead, the mystery, because people never understood this. This, the churches never taught us. The oneness churches, they taught us about the Godhead, because we believed in the Godhead. I was a small boy and I could explain to you the Godhead. Why? Because I grew up with it. It was part of my life. My father used to teach and preach about it. Just about every day of his life. He was never a pastor, but he was a word student. Knowing that the Father and the Son have the very same name, that we know already because we went through it, already clear up some of the mystery. Yahushua said, if you see me, you see the Father. God or Yahweh Almighty, now we are back at 1 Timothy 3:16, God or Yahweh Almighty was justified in the Spirit. This scripture confirms it that the Father, Yahweh Almighty, who was justified in the Spirit. And that's why the Bible says, when we worship, we must worship in Spirit and in truth. Spirit, and then the truth. Why? Because Yahweh Almighty is nothing, anything other than Spirit. And that's why the Bible says that Yahweh Almighty and Yahushua does not dwell in buildings built with hand. He says your bodies, this area, is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. That's where he lives. That's where he functioned from. As understanding this position of the scripture correctly, or this portion of the scripture correctly, could mean that the Father Yahweh Almighty, our Elohim, was on earth 2,000 years ago. Was Yahweh Almighty on the earth 2,000 years ago? Or was Yahushua on the earth? Yahushua was on the earth. Well, we know that it was his son Yahushua who was on the earth 2,000 years ago. How come? This is why it's called a mystery. Alright, let us read the part of the scripture in verse 16. God, Yahweh Almighty, was seen of angels. The scripture declares that while Yahweh, our Elohim, was on earth 2,000 years ago, the creator of heaven and earth, was on earth, meaning that all those Jewish people and heathen people, they all saw him. Everybody saw him. And they never died. What does it mean that he was seen of angels? How was this possible? Yahweh Elohim is on earth according to the scripture, but still in heaven seen of angels. I think this mystery of the Godhead is becoming more a mystery as it ever was anticipated. God, Yahweh Elohim, was preached unto the Gentiles. Yahweh was preached unto the Gentiles. Or was Yahushua preached unto Gentiles? Even up till today. The Bible says there is no other name given in heaven or on earth by which one shall be saved. Which name is that? Yahweh or Yahushua? Thank you. The scripture declares that at the very same time when Yahweh our Elohim was on earth 2,000 years ago, the gospel of salvation was preached unto the Gentiles. My question to you is, did Father Yahweh Elohim preach the gospel unto the Gentiles 2,000 years ago? Or did Yahushua the Son preach the gospel of salvation unto the Gentiles? Yes, Yahushua preached the gospel unto the Gentiles, the gospel of salvation, the gospel of grace. But according to the scripture in 1 Timothy 3 verse 16, it was the Father, it is impossible. The Father was never preached unto the gospel. It's the Son. You shall lay your hands upon the sick in my name. What name? The name Yahushua. You will cast out demons in my name. What name? Yahushua. This is why it's called the mystery. God or Yahweh, our Elohim, believed on in this world. My question is, was Father believed on this world for 2,000 years when Yahushua walked the earth? Or was it Yahushua, the son of the father of Yahweh, our Elohim, was believed in this world? Yes. Yes. It was the blood of the son, Yahushua, who redeemed people from their sins. And that is why he, Yahushua, was believed on it, even today. But when reading the scripture, it shows that it was the Father, Yahweh El Elohim, who was believed in the world. I just want to ask, if it was the Father that was there hanging on the cross, how could he call, my God, or Yahweh, Yahweh, why have thou forsaken me? You see, it was the Son. The Father was revealed in the Son, the right hand. Seems like this mystery of the Godhead is getting deeper and more deeper as we study this scripture. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop right here. I want to give you some homework because time has caught up with us. Take 1 Timothy 3 verse 16 and make a study of every word in that scripture. That one scripture, 1 Timothy 3 verse 16, and see if you, I've given you a lot of information now, see if you can uncover the rest of it. Then when we get together next week, I'm just going to open it up to you. And the Ruach will just flood your soul with a revelation. One of the greatest revelations in the New Testament. Until tomorrow morning. Until next week, if it's Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.